From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology has said it is sending 22,000 university students to teach at 3,593 primary and junior high school in 491 cities and districts nationwide. The university students are part of the second batch of the Campus Mengajar, or the Campus Teaching Program, which is aimed at school students in rural and remote areas who are struggling to adopt distance learning system amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Makarim in a press release issued in Jakarta on Saturday asked the university students participating in the program to study hard during their 8-day briefing prior to departures to ensure they have sufficient knowledge to teach math, literature, and undertake character building of their wards. He also encouraged participants to try new things during their teaching period and to maintain a positive interaction with school teachers and neighbors in their assigned regions. The number of active COVID-19 cases in Jakarta has dropped to 19,000 as of Saturday, according to data provided on the official government website corona.jakarta.go.id. This means the active cases are currently lower than the number of active cases during the first wave in February 2021. Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan informed on Saturday. Governor Baswedan said the number of active cases in Jakarta has declined by around 83% in 2 weeks. The Veteran National Development University Jakarta, or UPNVJ, in collaboration with Jakarta Metro Jaya Police and several parties, conducted a mass vaccination program for residents to support the government's efforts to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. The vaccination program is dedicated to all residents so that they can reduce the risk of severe symptoms when exposed to COVID-19. This was stated by UPNVJ Rector Dr. Erna Hernawati in a written statement issued in Jakarta on Saturday. She said the program initially only targeted 400%, but due to the enthusiasm shown by the people, 1,200 doses of the Sinovac vaccine were prepared for the program. Those seeking vaccination were asked to pre-register themselves online using Google Forms. However, people who came without registering online were still served. Diaspora Indonesia Network IDN Global will hold the Congress of Indonesian Diaspora 6, or CID 6, on August 14. This time will be held virtually in a view of the ongoing pandemic. With the theme post-COVID-19, a stronger Indonesia with diaspora, this forum will bring together domestic stakeholders with the Indonesian diaspora in various countries in order to be able to contribute, especially facing the world after the pandemic ends. IDN Global President Said Zaidan Shah, in a virtual press statement on Saturday, said that every country must make adjustment after the COVID-19 pandemic ends.
Kita mencoba untuk menyajikan pada sesi atau pada kongres saat ini sebuah acara, sebuah kegiatan yang juga kita harapkan bisa berdampak, bisa menjadi impactful, dan bisa membantu.
We are trying to present at this Congress an activity that we also hope to have an impact and help in presenting thoughts or inputs for a better Indonesia, because all countries have to go through a process of adjustment to the current pandemic. I think Indonesia will not be exempt from such a process. In the process of Indonesia becoming a better country after COVID-19, the role of various stakeholders is very important, and I think one of those stakeholders is the diaspora. Meanwhile, IDN Global Chairperson Board of Trustees Dino Patijalal says that this year's Diaspora Congress could be an opportunity to showcase the strength of the Indonesian diaspora.
Saya kira Kongres Diaspora tahun ini, Kongres ke-6 ini akan merupakan peluang yang baik untuk.
I think this year's Diaspora Congress, the 6th Congress, is a good opportunity to illustrate diaspora power. We talk a lot about diaspora power. What does it mean? Not power in terms of hard power, but the power to connect, the power to create, the power to collaborate, and the power to contribute. Overall, this year's Diaspora Congress will be filled with a number of activities, including seminars, open forums, dialogue between the governments and the diaspora, diaspora showcases, and musical performances that will show the spirit of fighting in the midst of the pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. China on Saturday reported 55 new coronavirus cases on mainland as the Delta variant spread across the country during the summer holidays. 30 of the new infections were local cases, compared with 21 the previous day, the National Health Commission said in a statement. There were no new deaths. The other 25 cases originated overseas. A majority of the local cases were reported in Jiangsu province, where Nanjing, its provincial capital, is facing an outbreak of the COVID-19 Delta variant this month, traced to airport workers who cleaned a plane which arrived from Russia. Vietnam will from Monday extend strict curbs on movement in its business hub, Ho Chi Minh City, and another 18 cities and provinces throughout its south for another 2 weeks to help combat its first COVID-19 outbreak. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam is facing a rapid spread of infections that has led to movement restrictions in around one-third of the country. It has registered a total of 145,000 cases and 1,306 deaths, 85% of which were recorded over the past month. Vietnam reported 8,624 new infections late on Saturday, with most of the confirmed cases detected in the south, especially Ho Chi Minh City, where social distancing measures have been enforced since May 31st. Heavy monsoon rains triggered landslides and flash floods in refugee camps, displacing thousands of Rohingya Muslims in southeastern Bangladesh this week, UN and other officials said on Friday, with further heavy rainfall expected. At least 6 Rohingya, including 3 children, died in landslide and flooding, while 15 Bangladeshis were killed and more than 200,000 stranded by flooding in Cox's Bazar, said Mamunur Rashid, the district administrator. Nearly 1 million Rohingya lived in crowded camps in the border districts of Cox's Bazar, the world's largest refugee settlements, after fleeing a military crackdown in neighboring Myanmar in 2017. The refugee mostly lived in a shack made of bamboo and plastic sheet that cling to steep, bare hills. TV footage showed flooded homes and muddy water cascading down steps and hillsides. Children played in chest-high waters. That was the news. Acting Director of Hajj and Umrah of the Indonesian Ministry of Religion, Koi Rizi, met the Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia, Esham Al-Sakafi, Thursday in Jakarta. The visit was aimed at asking for clarity regarding Umrah pilgrimage to Mecca, which is planned to be opened internationally on August 10, 2021. Acting Director of Hajj and Umrah, Koi Rizi, in a written statement received in Jakarta last Thursday, said the explanation in questions was in the form of technical details for the implementation of Umrah during the pandemic. Koi Rizi said, Indonesia, as the country with biggest Muslim population in the world, wanted to get complete information about the implementation of Umrah this year. The reason is there is a number of information circulating regarding the requirements for Umrah. Under the conditions contained in the announcement, 9 countries, including pilgrims from Indonesia, must undergo a 14-day quarantine in a third country before arriving in Saudi Arabia. Then Saudi Arabia only recognizes 4 types of vaccine, namely Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and Johnson & Johnson. As for Indonesia, the majority have received the Sinovac vaccine, so they must receive 1 booster dose of the 4 recommended vaccine. During the meeting, according to Koi Rizi, the government received a number of information from the ambassador, one of which was related to vaccine. Koi Rizi reiterated the views of the ambassador, which stated that the most important thing is that the Sinovac vaccine has received approval from the WHO. The ambassador also said that he really understands the psychology of Muslims, especially in Indonesia, and their longing to visit Haramain and make pilgrimage to the tomb of the Prophet Muhammad in Nabawi Mosque is very high. In addition, details of circular issues by the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah of Saudi Arabia, including those relating to Indonesia, are still being coordinated. According to Koi Rizi, Ambassador Al-Sakafi said that he had also communicated with the Deputy Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia. He explained there will be detailed provisions related to the implementation of Umrah this year, including those related to Indonesian Umrah pilgrims. To the Ambassador, Koi Rizi also expressed hope that Indonesian pilgrims will have the opportunity if Umrah is to open this year.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll start today in history with the incidents on August 1, 1933, when Sukarno was arrested and exiled to Ende. The exile of Sukarno began with a political meeting at Muhammad Husni Tamrin's house in Jakarta on August 1, 1933. Sukarno was arrested by the Dutch East Indies Colonial Police Commissioner while leaving Muhammad Husni Tamrin's house, and then imprisoned for 8 months without trial. On December 28, 1933, the Governor General of the Dutch East Indies Colonial Government, De Jong, issued a decree on the exiles of Sukarno, then 32 years old, to Ende, Flores, Nusa Tenggara. He was exiled to Ende because his political activities were considered in danger to Dutch East Indies colonial governments. Next events on August 1, 1992, when the World Breastfeeding Week is celebrated for the first time. The history of the World Breastfeeding Week began with the idea of the World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action, or WABA, organization on February 14, 1991, along with the Innocenti declarations initiated by WHO, UNICEF, and government of several countries. This declaration aims to protect, promote, and support the breastfeeding movement. It was subsequently observed in World Breastfeeding Week, which is commemorated on an ongoing basis to this day. World Breastfeeding Week is a global breastfeeding movement and provides support for mothers to breastfeed anywhere. This agenda has been actively started since 1992 with an annual theme that keeps changing. On Online Today in History with August 1st, 2000, when bombing at the Philippines Embassy occurred. The Philippine Embassy bombing occurred at the Philippines Embassy, Jakarta, Indonesia on August 1st, 2000. The bomb exploded from a car and motorbike park in front of the Philippines Ambassador House in Menteng Central, Jakarta. This action left 2 people dead and 19 people injured. The bomber was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners for the viewer who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by H.M. Tarek in Bangladesh. Hello Mr. Tarek, thank you for your email. Keep listening and here is a beautiful song for you.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan. Untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah jadi teman hidupku. Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Jadi teman hidupku, kau rasa satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku. Jadi teman hidupku.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Head of the Papuan Communication and Information Office, Jerry Ayudianto, said the 20th National Sport Week PON and the 16th Papuan National Paralympic Week's PAPARNAS application system will be integrated with the Peduli Protect application as an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19. To realize this policy, the Papuan Communication and Information Office has held a meeting with the Ministry of Health's Data and Technology Center team and the Indonesian Ministry of Health as the manager of the Peduli Protect application in Jakarta on Wednesday. The application websites of the Papua Provincial Government Wednesday said that the Peduli Protect application system is essentially aimed at assisting relevant government agencies in tracking to stop the spread of COVID-19. The Peduli Protect application system has now been downloaded by millions of people in Indonesia. Therefore, according to Jerry Yudianto, the digital platform is considered suitable to integrate with the Papua National PON and PAPARNAS application system. In addition, they both are to control the spread of COVID-19 when the biggest sporting events in the country is rolling. Not to mention, there are conditions for contingents, organizing committees, media crews or others to enter the arena or outside the arena of PON 20 and the PAPARNAS 16. They all must follow the provisions that exist during the pandemic. Jerry Yudianto hopes that the integration can be carried out in the third week of August 2021 or before the delegation registration meeting stage so that tracking efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19 during PON and PAPARNAS can be maximized. Previously, the government had also tried to encourage vaccination for all people involved in PON and PAPARNAS Papua, including athletes, officials, and residents around the competition arena.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Saif Ahmed Utsyah, also in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Saif Ahmed Utsyah. Thank you for your email. We wish you have a great day. Stay healthy, and here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Bagai matahari dan bulan purnama, aku dan dirimu tak lagi bersama. Di malam yang dingin penuh bintang-bintang, kulihat potretmu dengan lain orang. Dengan bangga yang baru.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Talking about beaches in Indonesia is not complete without mentioning the island of Bali. Because here, there are indeed many wonderful beaches that have their own beauty. One of them is the Galwangi Beach, which is located in the Segara Tegalwangi Temple area, Jimbaran Traditional Village, South Kuta District, Badung Regency, Bali. because it is a bit hidden, foreign tourists call it Jimbaran Hidden Beach. The Galwangi Beach has white sand. From the top of the steep cliffs, you can see the vast expanse of the sea, the beauty of the beach, and also listen to the pounding of the hot waves approaching the shoreline. What tourists like the most at the Galwangi Beach is enjoying the silence while sitting behind a rock or relaxing on a cliff. The afternoon is the right time to enjoy the beauty of the Galwangi Beach because besides being able to see the sunset, tourists can also see the activities of local residents fishing or catching fish with simple equipment. At night, from the Galwangi Beach, you can also see flight activities at nearby Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport, where the plane is about to land. In addition to a place to relax, the Galwangi Beach is also often used as a center for Malasti activities, namely the activities of the local village during Nyepi Day ritual series. Because the scenery at the Galwangi Beach is still very natural, serene, and quiet, it is not uncommon for this beach to be used as a pre-wedding photo location. The fact that the Galwangi Beach is still very natural and steep makes tourists must be careful to reach it. From the top of the hill, visitors can pass through a rock-shaped path as the step before your feet come into direct contact with the sand. Around this beach, there is a 5-star hotel and some other facilities which can be seen clearly from a distance. Currently, to enter this beach, tourists are free of charge, including parking fees. Well, if you haven't found a destination for your next vacation, the Galwangi Beach in Jimbaran, Bali definitely should become your options. A comfortable place with exotic views is guaranteed to make you feel like you get new energy.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
will reply another email from Madhab Chandrasagur in India. Thank you very much for your email and the reception report. Special for listener wherever you are, here is a beautiful song from Jakarta to all of you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, here is Miss Alani that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Swara Wadana Choir Group of Yogyakarta State University, or UNY, won a gold medal at the Leonardo da Vinci International Choral Festival Choir Competition in Florence, in Italy, from July 13 to 16, 2021. It was held online by Leonardo da Vinci International Choral Festival Artistic Committee and was attended by 25 teams from all over the world. The judges came from various countries, including David Schletter from Australia, Jacek Sikorski from Poland, Iva Ugalde from Spain, and Marian Katarowski from Macedonia. In this competition, Swara Wadana UNY participated in four categories, namely Youth and University Choir, Sacred Music, Popular, Folk, Gospel, Barbershop, Jazz and Modern Ensemble, and Modern and Contemporary Music. Swara Wadana brought two teams, namely Team 2019 and Team 2021. Team 2019 took part in the Sacred Music category. Meanwhile, the 2021 team participated in the Youth and University Choir, Popular, Folk, Gospel, Barbershops, Jazz and Modern Ensembles, and Modern and Contemporary Music categories. UNY won a gold medal in the Youth and University Choir category. In addition, UNY also won two silver medals in the Sacred Music and Modern and Contemporary Music categories and five bronze medals in the Popular, Folk, Gospel, Barbershops, and Jazz and Modern Ensemble categories. In the Grand Prix round, UNY won sixth place with a score of 87.55. According to Swara Wadana Choir coach Driastuti Yogyaningrum, the team started practicing from February to June, led by conductor Lukas Gunawan Arga Rakasiwi, who is an alumnus majoring in music, Faculty of Language and Arts, and master in postgraduate learning technology at UNY. Driastuti, as reported by University Page Thursday, said that Swara Wadana performed the song Cor Mundum by Gheorghe Orbánt in the Youth and University Choir category and won gold. Quoted from its website, the concept of the festival is focused on the personal life of Leonardo da Vinci, especially in Florence, the place where his father, Ser Piero, who was a notary, and Leonardo da Vinci himself work. Florence, the birthplace of the Renaissance, known worldwide as a UNESCO World Heritage City, with its beautiful historical, architectural, and artistic heritage, from a stunning backdrop for this festival with Leonardo Sagliocca as chairman and artistic director.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi.
Kau pun daiku, jangan pernah dan tak bersinar. Lemah sayangku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I will present a song by Maudy Ayunda. After completing her master's degree at Stanford University, Maudy Ayunda re-released a single entitled Don't Know Why. This song was composed by Maudy Ayunda and was released on July 16, 2021. This song tells about feelings of numbness in a relationship. Maudy Ayunda revealed that vulnerability and embracing weaknesses are very important things to know yourself and grow to be a better person. Through the song Don't Know Why, Maudy also wants to change the mindset of many women to be stronger to live their lives and their love stories. Listener, here is Don't Know Why by Maudy Ayunda.
When I'm with you, I feel lonely.
Don't
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.